This is the Baltimore Sports Free For All.
On this episode of the Baltimore Sports Free For All, we'll be talking about the Maryland Terrapins, both the women and the men on the show.
Yep, that's right. And actually, this is the first edition of Terps Basketball Talk that we're going to be doing, at least for 2016. Considering that last week we focused on the Ravens' season-ending debacle that went on, the 5-11 season. Of course, that's neither here or there. Right now we're talking about two teams that are both respectively in the top 10 in their own respective sport.
It could be worse. You could have went down like the Bengals did.
Oh, yeah. Or the Vikings.
Yeah, the Vikings were, I don't know, what would you rather go down as? Would you rather go down on a missed field goal or two boneheaded penalties to set up a field goal?
Missed field goal. I blame the I blame the holder on that. The snapper, the long snapper, and the placeholder on that.
Because the laces were in.
The laces were in. The laces weren't out. Ray Finkel.
Yes, that's your obligatory wild card round talk here on the Baltimore Sports Free For All, which you can catch on SFMSports.net, Audio Boom, Stitcher, Spreaker. This is the Baltimore Sports Free For All podcast. You can find on Facebook at BSportsFree, the number 4 all on Twitter. And we got our sports blog as well.
Yep, sportsblog.com, where we do the occasional sports blog there. Be sure to check it out. I write them myself. Yep, my little pat on the back there. But let's talk about a team that does get a pat on the back more times than not from us. But as of late, Ray, especially in at the start of this year, already have their first loss in Big Ten play, and that is the Maryland Lady Terps. But, of course, let's run down the games we have missed so far as we start off 2016. Now, on New Year's Eve, Thursday, December 31st, the Lady Terps defeated Illinois 79-63, improving to 12-1 and 1-0 in Big Ten play. Then they have their home game on January the 2nd against the number 9 Ohio State Buckeyes and losing that game 80-71.
Getting dropped by 9 points at home, that doesn't bode well for your Big Ten champions.
No.
Repeat, you know, aspirations, considering that this is Maryland's first loss in the Big Ten. That's something astounding, by the way, to tell you the truth, because Maryland swept the Big Ten last year, and going into this year, it seemed like they were going to do the same thing because they had aspirations to go back to face Connecticut in the tournament, but then you see them get bounced by Ohio State. 9 points at home. That one stings.
Yeah, and not to mention your first loss overall in the Big Ten after you route the Big Ten, both in season and in postseason play, and losing to a team that already has 3 losses on the season, the Ohio State Buckeyes. And what surprised me the most about this loss, and I guess we can harken back to the UConn road loss, the 10-point loss to the number 1 UConn Lady Huskies, where the Terps overall in their shooting percentages were just not on point. I mean, free throws, Ray, they were 7 of 13, 53.8% of their free throws made. I don't care who you are. If you are a team looking for national title aspirations, that percentage needs to be above 70%.
It does. Make your free throws, you win your games. It's a simple formula that people should solve, and especially at home, no pressure. So don't look at the you don't have to look at any hecklers in the stands. You don't have to look at all the weird, wacky, crazy signs that fans bring to try to throw people off their game. You are at home. Make your free throws.
Yeah, and not to mention you had 20 turnovers by the Maryland Terrapins team, both on the starting five and on the bench. Shatori Walker-Kimbrough, we talk about her every single game about being the highlight of the Terrapins women's basketball victories. But she had 7 of those 20 turnovers all by herself. And I hate to say this, and I guess we always pinpointed to a star player on any team. You can't afford to do that in conference play. I mean, you're not going to go far doing that at all. I mean, you would be fortunate making it to the Sweet 16 if those numbers happen once in a while.
Yes, because you need your stars to step up, especially in big-time games. Ohio State is a big-time game, and without your star power and they flounder, it's up to the rest of the team to pick up the slack, but the rest of the team didn't do much better.
Yeah, and it's a shame, too, because after being a Big Ten overall champion, now you have to worry about Ohio State being a threat, considering that you have to go back to Ohio State, if I'm looking at the schedule here correctly, on February the 8th, on the road at Ohio State, and that place, it should Ohio State, and by the way, Ohio State now number 5 in the nation, that place will be a madhouse for that game, and it's going to be more tougher on Brenda Freeze's team.
In prime time, 9 p.m. start time.
Yep. So moving forward now, we go to January the 7th on a Thursday where they take on Nebraska. The Maryland Terrapins women's team won 89-50 in that game. So getting back on track, you know, scoring more points than the opposition, of course, obviously triple the digits there. You're looking at the box score here for this game. It's amazing how Maryland can have these up-and-down games this season. They could have a 9-point, 10-point loss here and then come back and beat a team by 39 points, especially in conference play. Looking at the Cornhuskers here, they made 40% of their three-point shots. Maryland, 42.9%. Not to mention, and again, we go back to the free throws here. As I'm looking at the free throws, 45.5%. made by the free throws. Again, that's not going to get it done by a team, ladies. However, their field goal percentage, Ray, and this improved from their previous game, 52.7% overall. They had 9 steals as a team, 5 blocks as a team, only 12 turnovers, which was a big improvement from the Ohio State loss. 50 rebounds, 17 of them, Ray, offensive. And what do we always say about offensive rebounds?
They're second chances.
They're second chances. They're second shots, and you take advantage of those shots, you make them, and then next thing you know, you end up getting a 39-point victory over the opposition. And you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Lady Terps who were in double digits as far as scoring were concerned. Brene Mosley had 14 points. You had Chatori Walker-Kimbrough had 11. Brianna Jones had 11. Melina Howard had 15 points. And then Tierney Pifferman had 10 as well. So that always helps as well, especially when you have 2 bench players that are in double digits for scoring. And their final game of the weekly wrap-up for the Lady Terps here, winning 76-56 on the road against the Iowa Hawkeyes. And again, this is a Hawkeyes team which came into this game with a very respectable record. They were 12-3, looking to be that Ohio State team to come in, beat the Terps, and then next thing you know, create some angst in the Big Ten for the women's program. This really wasn't the case, of course. 76-56.
Maryland never lost a lead in this game. They led wire to wire. They even had a 14-4 run later on in the third quarter. It seemed like everything was just clicking in this game for the Terps women, and it was the total opposite of what you would see in Ohio State.
Yeah, the closest Iowa came was 18-14 after the first period. And then, of course, the third one, they only were down 20-17 as far as the scoring was concerned. But Maryland had 18 points, 22, 20, and 16 throughout their 4 quarters. Iowa, 14, 16, 17, and 9. And unless you were a fool that believed the Powerball division numerics there or calculations, those numbers don't add up in Iowa's favor at all.
No, they do not. And Brianna Jones had a double-double herself. Chatori Walker-Kimbrough, we always talk about her on the show, 19 points. It was quite the shellacking by the Terps, and it seemed like it was fitting for a team that is dominating in the Big Ten, so to speak, but they got to dominate the teams that they're supposed to dominate and then beat the teams that are the ones that you would consider at the top, like Ohio State. So I'm interested to see more of what the Maryland women can do later on in the season as they hit the tougher part of the schedule, when they do play against the Michigan State, when they do play against Ohio State, when they play against Michigan and Penn State, Purdue. All these teams, you got to be the ones, and Rutgers, because Rutgers has always been a women's basketball powerhouse as well. You got to be able to beat these teams because they're in your backyard now, and they're the ones who are the They're your stepping stone to the tournament.
Yep, and your next 2 games coming up for this week, of course, you take on the Michigan Wolverines on Thursday, January the 14th. The Michigan Wolverines are 10-5, currently not ranked in the top 25, but you never take a team that has a winning record lightly on the road, especially in college basketball. I don't care if it's men's or women's, especially if it's conference, in conference play, because Michigan may show up for that game, and they may append you. Same with Northwestern. Even though Northwestern will be a home game, which will be Sunday, January the 17th, they're going to be coming in with a 12-4 record, and they're going to look to be that next team to beat Maryland at home, but let's hope that's not the case. However, let's go to a team that is very hot at College Park right now, and that is your number three, could have been number two, Maryland men's basketball team. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Well, the Terps basketball team itself, yeah, on fire. They've won, what, eight straight now, and it seems like they can't lose a game, and they're seeing guys like Diamond Stone having their breakthrough games, and Diamond Stone completely off the bench went off this past week and had his star-studded moment rise into the shine, and we're hoping that he could stick around for a sophomore year. Do you think Melo Trimble would stick around for a junior year?
Not at this rate. I mean, of course, we'll be talking about Melo Trimble shortly, but I hate to correct you on this, Ray. It wasn't eight. It's nine wins in a row since their 89-81 road loss against the North Carolina Tar Heels. So, hey, either way, eight wins in a row, nine wins in a row. Anything in that ballpark will constitute for a great season coming up in March, especially when you have March Madness goes around. I mean, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion. Unless this men's team heads for a nuclear breakdown in these next couple of weeks, which I doubt it, they're pretty much headed to March, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. That game against Wisconsin, that was something special.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that game shortly, but let's go to the road game to start the year, January the 2nd at Northwestern, Maryland winning 72-59, and during that game there, Ray, it just seemed like Northwestern just could not get their feet off the ground against the Maryland team, especially in the first half. When you look at the first half, Maryland outscored them 40-20, and then Maryland, Ray, pretty much played prevent defense from there on out, even though Northwestern outscored them 39-32. I don't care who you are, but when a team outscores you by 20 points in the first half, it is really tough to come back from that sort of thing.
Yeah, Northwestern, I wouldn't really consider them a true basketball powerhouse. And
13-2 during that game, though. I mean, they did have a solid record.
That was a solid record, but at the same time, you wouldn't consider them the true basketball powerhouse to make splashes in the tournament going deep. The Terps, in this game, they favorably played the way they should have, and with that, it was just, they played prevent defense and kept their foot off the throats, and mainly just played safe basketball to where they could have themselves in an easier part of the schedule coming up right here. And they went on to Rutgers. That was another team that they were supposed to beat, and they handled their business there pretty well.
Yeah, and speaking of Melo Trimble, because we brought him up, of course, to tease this segment, Melo Trimble had 24 points in that game. He had 8 rebounds, 8 assists. But I think the real player of this game, of course, was Rashid Suleiman, who had 16 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds, 1 block, 1 steal, and by the way, was 4-for-6 from the 3-point range. And anytime you have a player that is more than 60% from the 3-point line, that's definitely going to win you some basketball games right there. Just hope he doesn't go to North Carolina and get booed repeatedly again. But on to Rutgers, the home game against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, 88-63, 25-point victory over a Scarlet Knights team that was 6-10 team going to home. Yeah, you would expect a 25-point differential right there. And looking at the box score from that 25-point victory for the Terps, Diamond Stone had a solid game, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 3 blocks for the freshman center. Robert Carter Jr. had 12 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist. Jake Lehman, Ray, was 3-for-5 from the 3-point line, 5-for-5 from free throws, 18 points, 2 blocks, 4 rebounds. That's the Jake Lehman we need to see. That is the Jake Lehman that could lead this team along with Melo Trimble, along with Suleiman, along with Carter Jr., and along with the young Diamond Stone to a possible Final Four appearance, maybe a national title appearance. But if some butts were candy nuts, every day would be Christmas, and Jake Lehman isn't necessarily a repeat player when it comes to keeping up numbers like that.
Well, consistency is key if you want to make it to the Final Four and eventually get to the tournament, because it's got to be Final Four or bust for this team with the way this talent is together. But Mark Turgeon may have more recruits on the way to reload, so to speak, instead of rebuild and go with the Kentucky route and go with the North Carolina route, to where, oh, these one-and-done guys going to the NBA? Well, no big deal. That's no big deal at all. Well, a big deal, though, against the Wisconsin Badgers.
Here we go.
That game was, because Melo Trimble, he was the star of that game.
Yep, and looking at the first half, second half statistics, Maryland outscored Wisconsin 36-32 in the first half. In the second half, Wisconsin outscored Maryland 28-27, and at one point, Ray, the game was tied 60-60, and with less than, what, 5 seconds left on the shot clock, Mello Trimble comes in, hits the game-winning three-point shot, and finishes with 21 points, 5 assists, 3 for 7 from the three-point line, and that three-point that mattered the most, of course, was the one that got the score to 63-60.
Yeah, it was a beauty to behold, and it was he scored it on the guy that tied it up, you know, to force the tie, to force Trimble to make that shot. And everyone was thinking, oh, well, Trimble's too far away. It's too late to make that shot. You even heard the commentator go, oh, too late. And then he just makes a shot and drains it, like, completely. That would have been an NBA three, Josh. That's how good that was.
It's safe to say that we should be packing Mello Trimble's bags for the NBA lottery draft, so to speak, because he's well on his way there, especially if he keeps hitting game-winning shots like that. The men's upcoming games, on Tuesday, January the 12th, they will be facing the Michigan Wolverines. Currently, the Michigan Wolverines are 12-4, 6th in the Big Ten overall. And again, this is, you know, I don't care if the teams are unranked, but when you have teams that are winning like that, it's really tough to not, you know, it's really tough to not take them seriously on the road. So Maryland has to keep their head on a swivel when it comes to the in-conference play on the road. And then on Saturday, January 16th, they'll be taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes. This will be a home game. The Buckeyes, 11-6. Same thing with the Michigan Wolverines winning team, but at the same time, you got to keep your head on a swivel because they may show up, they may append you, but right now, Ray, nobody seems to be appending anybody in College Park.
Nope, and there's no stopping the Maryland Terrapins going forward as we look forward to the Big Ten tournament, and we also look forward to tournament play itself. This has been another edition of the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All. I am Ray Atkinson.
And I am Josh Hall.
And we will see you all.